Mansion DJ in a tunes bang. Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 After that long day on that 9 to 5, the grind got you tired. It's time to unwind. It's get lifted radio, buzz. I ride the 5. That pine, get high the sky. And tune into the latest of the future greatest. See who music breaking on the coolest station. Let them all know that you heard it here first. Cause we always got them exclusives playing. No matter the city you in, hit your app store and download that tune in. You'll catch a vibe with no matter who's spinning. Cause we got that fire rotating in here. Whether you're sitting at home, hitting a row, on chill or the go, we got you covered. Get lifted radio, be where it's at. There's no telling who all you might discover when. Mansion DJ in a tunes bang. Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 Turn this shit up on a Tuesday.
Say they loyal, but ain't nobody loyal. Ain't nobody loyal. The hoes say they boy, but ain't nobody boy. Ain't nobody boy. I'm with the same group. I got my same boo. Don't let them change you. Fuck what the fame do. These niggas say they loyal, but ain't nobody loyal. The hoes say they boy, but ain't nobody boy. I'm with the same group. I got my same boo. Give a fuck about the fame, cuz a real nigga never change up. I don't care about the fame. Old school walk in with a cane. And my loyalty on 1,000. Call anybody now, they gon' say the same thing. Now I'm on and I'm tryna get my change up. Can't trust cause I'm ready for the change up. See, I played Rick Ball when I came up. Was a pitcher, but I never threw a change up. I'm that nigga on the mic. Fight my nigga, we gon' fight. My car got it on sight. Now they got my car doing life. The only thing I changed was my life. The only thing I changed was the price. And I'm still going up. OG just turned 40 years old, but he keep a 40 and he still gon' fuck. Niggas hate it on up, but I'm hanging with the same old clique. Fucking with the same little chick. My nigga on the run, but he came for the lead. And I ain't talking Drake when I say we rip the same old clique. You ain't talk the same old shit. And you can ride for your crew, but would they ride if you was doing that same old shit? Nah. These niggas say they loyal, but ain't nobody loyal.
Ain't nobody loyal.
These hoes say they boy, but ain't nobody boy.
Ain't nobody boy.
I'm with the same crew.
Same
crew. I got my same boo.
Same
don't let them change you.
Change
fuck what the fame do. These niggas say they loyal, but ain't nobody loyal.
Ain't nobody loyal.
These hoes say they boy. But ain't nobody for you.
Ain't nobody for you.
I'm with the same crew.
Same.
I got my same boo. Give a fuck about the fame, cuz a real nigga never change up.
32 and SLE into the death of me. Had some niggas say they rhyme, then they left me. Through it all, E and Ty always next to me.
Always next to me.
If nothing else, I swear they always get respect from me. I never question if they loyal or they rep for me.
They gon' rep for me.
And if I deal with ya, I don't know of nothing else to be. Fuck a nigga if he ain't loyal. Can't ask me shit but to pray for him. The vision is tunnel from here and beyond. I'm done going up out of my way for him. I learned from my mom's how to love hard. I learned from my pops how to love smart. I learned how to spot when they fly and got eyes on your prize. Gotta watch how they watch you. Niggas, it's not for you. They got it out for you. No explanation, just how they do. All right, because your homie took your life from you. My girl just told me, watch out who you bring to this house with you.
These niggas say they loyal, but ain't nobody loyal.
Ain't nobody loyal.
These hoes say they boy, but ain't nobody boy.
Ain't nobody boy.
I'm with the same crew.
Same
I got my thing, boo. Don't let them change you. Fuck what the fame do. These niggas say they love you, but ain't nobody love you. These hoes say they for you, but ain't nobody for you. I'm with the same crew. I got my thing, boo. Give a fuck about the fame, cause a real nigga never change up.
I got a brother in blood, another one cuz, you motherfuckers get it in blood. I hit up the plug, I tell that nigga, give me the drugs. That nigga baby mama talking to the cops for us. Say she got mad cause she went through your phone to pop some pictures of some hoes. But there ain't no reason to be snitching, catch them in the club, put some gangster bitches on them hoes. Let go. Daddy wasn't here, mama was in the club, I was raised in the streets. I was raised by G's, I done paid my dues, I done paid my fees, better act by me, bitch. Even if I know you and my folks don't like you, how I motherfucking do you? Loyalty, it comes with the royalty. I'm an outcast, bitch, hooty hooty. I got folks selling dope, weed and coke. I would say their name, but I'm loyal to the game, nigga. I don't know nothing, folks. I take it with me to the dirt, bitch. I got some killers on some merch shit. And my girl ain't perfect, but I know that bitch loyal.
Niggas say they loyal. But ain't nobody loyal.
Ain't nobody loyal.
These hoes say they for you. But ain't nobody for you.
Ain't nobody for you.
I'm with the same crew. I got my
same boo.
Don't let them change you.
Change you.
Fuck what the fame do. These niggas say they loyal. But ain't nobody loyal.
Ain't nobody loyal.
These hoes say they for you. But ain't nobody for you.
Ain't nobody for you.
I'm with the same crew. I got my same boo.
Hey, Uncle Dave, let's get some spillover, man. Shit, we get like 10% of that money. I'm trying to pay my mom's house off, man.
So heavy in the game, I wonder if I'll ever be the same. Cause this is LA, heard about it in a Tupac song. At the bar with the jukebox on, there were two blocks on my feet, hitting the street at LAX, looking for my car service. What's next? Popping the beat, big boy on the radio. Music is faded slow, I'm trying to learn what all these players know. I was standing on the shoulders of OGs, rocking with Sugar Free and the OC. DJ Quick, you know that's the big homie. Found me out in New York, rocking big show fees. Said I had a style, don't pass me the high. Take me back to where I belong. Is where you at now? Where you from? Take me
Yeah. Father, I need you like I need H2O. Nah, matter of fact, I take that back, cause Lord, I need you more. Nothing will ever compare to your love, nothing will even come close. Therefore, out of everything that I love, I love you the most. Why? Cause I need your spirit. I can't afford to lose it. Every time I tried to live without you, came running back looking stupid. So now I die every day, no pride in a way. And I stay on my face, only to you I pray. Jesus, pick up my broken pieces, make me whole. All up in my ear, they just wanna take my soul. Cause I'm still just a wicked sinner, even at my best. So leave me not into temptation, I don't trust his flesh. Let your fire fall, let your wind blow. Saturate this place like no one's rock until it overflows. Manifest your power,
manifest your power.
Like never before, we need you in this hour. Like never before, let's go. Remake me, then mold me. Show me how to love my enemies, then not be phony. Cause everybody got a different religion, everybody got a different opinion. But don't nobody got no love, and nobody got dominion. Look, I'm not trying to step on no toes. Okay, well, maybe a little bit. But I'd rather be hated for what I am than accept it as a hypocrite. See, I'm no theologian, sitting in churches and going through motions. Not making a difference, but making a living. The money that's given, that's not cool. But everybody chilling, we all need to get back to repenting. You ever seen the episode of the first 48 inches? In the killing, thrilling. I know this is Obama's nation, but he can help our abomination. They need to know who to put their faith in, and that should go to the one who makes it. So let your fire fall, let your wind blow. Saturate this place like no one's rock until it overflows. Manifest your power,
manifest your power.
Like never before, we need you in this hour.
We will.
Like never before, let's go.
Yo, it's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Magic Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. What it do, my good people? What it do, what it do, what it do, what it do? We got our man, Zach Ultra. We're going to be having our guest, Zach Ultra, on the show tonight. He's representing Atlanta, Georgia. So before I bring him on, real quick, I apologize to our guest. Running a little bit behind, so we're going to try to make it quick. I had my phone numbers mixed up, so that's not our guest fault. That is solely on me. So before I go and babble on, make sure you follow us on Get Lifted_Radio on Twitter, Get Lifted Radio on Instagram, and we're going to go ahead and bring Mr. Zach Ultra himself on the line. Sir, you there?
Yo, what up?
I appreciate you for taking the time out to be on Turn It Up Tuesday, man. Welcome to Get Lifted Radio. Me personally, I noticed you a while ago. You've been doing your thing for a very long time, and what I notice about you as an artist right off the rip is you are a 420 advocate. So am I. So
yeah.
Cheers to the stoners.
always, you know that, man. Be
what's going
on,
man?
And then, you know, I'm grinding. Just like you said, like you've been seeing me for a minute. So I remember it's been a few years since we first linked up online and stuff. So I appreciate your support, you know, and noticing my hard work and everything. But the same thing, man, I got some projects out and I got some projects I'm finishing up. So just steady working, you know.
Definitely. So I know you just came back from Portland. You definitely got to fill us in on that, man, because the West Coast, it's just a whole nother, it's a whole nother world, man.
So, shout out to Liv Huxtable and the Northwest Cannabis Club for booking me to perform at the first annual 420 potluck. It was crazy. Portland is my first time in Portland. It's a beautiful city. The people were cool. The event was crazy. I've never been so high in my life. Just want to point that out. Like, I literally never been that high in my life. So, Portland is like, if you can't get to Amsterdam, go visit Portland. A lot of people sleeping on Portland. It's just as popping as Denver and Cali, man. So, shout out to everybody that showed me love and allowed me to dab and try a bunch of edibles. Like, it was crazy. And what got me high was, like, the spread. You know, they had, like, grilled some brisket and had some rice and beans and corn on the cob and, like, some rolls and a salad. All that stuff was medicated. I ate, like, 3 plates by the time I found out that all of it, I mean, even the brisket, the everything, and I was like, wow. Yeah, so. It was fun, man. Portland was definitely fun. I can't wait to go back and show them people some more love.
Most definitely. So while we're speaking on cannabis and, you know, recapping a little bit on 420, I know for myself, I lived in Cali for a little while. I lived in San Fran for like 3.5 years. So I definitely have had my moments of experience where, you know, as you just said, I had never been this high in my life. So with the different snacks and ice creams and, you know, and you have people out there who really understand the culture of the medicated side of cannabis. So it definitely does become, like you said, it's infused in like butters and topicals and all kinds of great stuff. So, but you released a track titled FMJ. Before we get into that track, just tell people a little bit about the track. FMJ was produced by Jay Wonder. You just released that like a couple weeks ago, right?
Well, actually, I re-released it. It's
okay.
It's an older track from like 2014, and then, you know, I just re-released it. It has a better mix and master on it. And, you know, a lot of people that was, you know, been supporting me lately was listening to older stuff and they was feeling this song. So, and it was, I love the song. Me and producer Jay Wonder, shout out to him. He's out of Miami. We was loving it. So I was like, dude, I'm going to just, you know, put a better mix and master on it. We're going to re-release it because it was FMJ3 because I had 2 earlier installments of Flight Mary Jane prior to that, but as those faded away, I just, you know, revamped this one, took the 3 off of it. Now it's just strictly FMJ, which stands for Flight Mary Jane. You know, it's the stoner song, you know, if you about to roll up or you're rolling up Flight Mary Jane, because that's what you're doing. You're boarding the flight and you're taking the fight to be high in the crowd. So that's why I call it Flight Mary Jane.
Here we go with FMJ right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays. Bow!
Yeah.
The better music goes. The better music goes. flight Mary Jane prepares for takeoff. All blunts and cigarettes must be rolled tightly and ready to be lit.
I'm a flight Mary Jane.
Go to bed, my day in. Moon wake, my night begin. I'ma take a trip, catch a flight. Gas up the jet, then start the flight. I miss the sky, been grounded too long. FMJ, the flight that I'm on. In first class, I'm high class. This plane I'm on, it don't crash. Got 10 stops to ease my mind. On cloud ultra, not cloud 9. Lost my cool, but now I find 420, it's high time. I'm so high, feel good now. In paradise, I'm here now. I'm so calm, I'm on loud. Oh, bitches in the sky, I swim in the clouds.
I'm a flight, never change, never change. So.
Medication for frustration, aviation and elevation. Ain't gon' lie, that's the best way to fly. Got no worries, just good vibes. I feel better, food tastes better, sex feel better, life a little better. Like the bull took fight with MJ. I roll up, take flight with MJ. Fight all the time, racked up sky mouth. Doing back shows as I swim in the clouds. On Jupiter, I am zoned out. Kill my vibe, might knock you out. On FJ, come and fly with me. Don't be low, be high with me. Up in the skies where I love to be. Feel so good, feel so free.
I'm a fly, never fly, never fly.
Yo, let's turn it up Tuesdays, and I'm your host, Maggie Love. We're live with Mr. Zach Ultra from Atlanta, Georgia, discussing his latest performance out in Portland, Oregon. Right now we're going to discuss some of his tracks, get into a few questions, and, you know, this is his first time on Turn It Up Tuesday, so we appreciate him for taking his time out, being a guest on the show. Most definitely. Yep. And make sure y'all check out his music. He's on every... just about every digital streaming platform you can think of. All of them.
Yeah.
Type in Zach Ultra, Z-A-C-K, Ultra. If you don't know how to spell Ultra, yo, I didn't graduate. So, you know, when I first came across your music, one of the things that came to mind for me was how difficult could it be for an individual marketing themselves, if you will, in such a nature where you do incorporate cannabis in a lot of your music? Is that, do you find that difficult at times when, you know, you're trying to find performances or submissions and things of that nature?
No, it's not difficult at all. I have, I've done every type of event you probably could think of, because I have something for every event. I've done church charity events, I've done breast cancer events, I have my own charity event I do, I've done hip hop, I've done like Dirty South, you know what I'm saying? I've done every type you can probably think of, because I have something for each type. So it's not, because mainly I do my music based off me, who I am, how I feel at the moment, and it's pretty much keep it organic. So it's not difficult at all trying to find gigs or anything.
I definitely digging that answer. You know, just the fact, because I tend to see a lot of artists, you know, they get stuck in one lane, such as whether they want to talk about fashion, Gucci, whatever the case may be. It's almost like, you know, some artists get stuck on that one thing. So the fact that you understand artistry is more than just being boxed into one idea and being prepared for all situations is definitely a good thing. Definitely a good thing. So when I was reading your bio, you went into the definition of what, you know, the word ultra meant. You went even farther into just taking the time and saying, hey, I sat back and I was reflecting on my own self and I wanted to go into a different direction. So with that being said, you know, is there something that happened, or it was just a moment where you felt like, you know what, I could be doing more than what I'm doing now for myself?
It was a little bit of both. It was just one of those frustrating days of, like, you know, my mentality at that time was like, you know, a lot of people say same shit, different day. But for me, it felt like same shit, same day. Like, everything felt the same. So it was one of those frustrating moments. We just fed up with it, and I just took a deep breath, and I was like, you know, I work hard, but, you know, a lot of, and I always get compliment for my work ethic, but I still was like, it ain't good enough. I'm still here in this spot, so it ain't good enough, you know. So that's at the time that little going ham, going hard and trend started. So I was like, to be where I want to be, I have to go above and beyond all the other, like, you know, cliches. So I started looking up the words like maximum, ultimate, like what is the, you know, the top tier words above all of that stuff. And, you know, looking up through all of those definitions, ultra was the one. So it's kind of took that definition and applied that to my work ethic, just to step it up like a million notches, to keep going, get where I need to be or I want to be.
Got you. Definitely. I think that's inspiring, because some people, you know, they get caught up in a cloud and they really don't know how to get themselves out. So, and some people are in denial. A lot of us, you know, as humans, we don't like to look at ourselves and feel like we have any flaws or there's room for improvement. So just that step alone, I commend you on that. You know, especially being a man, you know, men have large egos. So, you know, y'all can be a little high-headed sometimes, you know. You know, your charities. I'm a little bit more interested in regards to the type of charity that you do for yourself.
Well, I got the Team Ultra Foundation. One ongoing charity we have right now is the Ultra Christmas Toy Drive. I've been doing for the past 6 years between Augusta, Georgia and Atlanta, Georgia. So it started in Augusta, Georgia when I was in there. Then when I moved to Atlanta, I moved it up here. So it's just something I do every Christmas to give back to those kids of less fortunate, you know, maybe mom and dad not there. One may be locked up. My situation, I don't know where my dad was. So, you know, typical story, young black boy, father not there. Except for me, my mom was in prison at the time. So, and there was just like this church that always came by every Christmas. And I don't even know how they knew about me and my situation, but they brought toys to, you know, toys to me every Christmas. So that's why I do that, because, you know, I was in the other two. So it's time for me. I don't have to be like a $1 million famous celebrity to start a charity. So, you know, a lot of people want to wait till they get famous to start their charitable event. I'm like, I get to start it now and touch as few lives as I can every year. So, and then we got some more charity stuff. We're going to, you know, some programs we're going to start. It's just me getting a team together that I can rely on and people getting everybody on the same page. So, and some more stuff coming from the team of the foundation.
That's awesome, man. I commend you for that. I know for myself, you know, you struggle with trying to find different ways where you can get back. And like you said, some of us, we just sit back and we wait, we make excuses, or we feel like we have to wait until we're rich. So thank you for taking the time out to just, you know, think about and give back to the less fortunate, because there are a lot of less fortunate people here in the U.S. for sure.
Yeah.
Before I get into a few more questions, I want to get into a quick song break. Since we're talking about giving away and, you know, you're talking about, you know, your situation and somebody looking out for you, this song, Benz. Yeah, I just want a Benz. I just want a Benz. So, you know, what when you just telling me your story, like, that song came to my head. I'm like, I wonder if he was a little boy. Like, hey, I just want a Benz. You know what I mean? Like,
So tell us a little bit about this track
before we get into it.
Well, you're on point with it. As you know, as a kid, I was a car junkie, so I still haven't changed. And I, you know, I was just sitting there thinking, like, you know, when I do finally get the chance to reward myself, what kind of whip would I, you know, reward myself with? So, and I was like, shit, I just want a Benz, really. You know, I want the two-door and the big body. So I was like, I was smoking. I was like, I want to do a song to that. So I called The Wave and my producer on the project, Ultra Waves, which is now available everywhere as well. So, and we was in the middle of the project. And I was like, yo, I want to do a song. And he goes, like, I just want to be this how I want it. And this how I want the melody to go. So, and like, he made a beat in like record time, like in 10 minutes or something. So once he finalized it, I did it that night, and that was pretty much the song. And, like, you know, I have fun. It's a fun song for me. So, it is, you know, I want a Benz. So hopefully Mercedes-Benz catch wave of this song and we can get some kind of, you know, endorsement deal. Or they can just give me a Benz. You know, it really doesn't matter. I'm not hard to please, okay? If y'all just want to give me a couple Benzes, we good, you know?
You'll put it in every video.
You know what I'm saying? Every video. That's key. But yeah, that's all it was. It was just something I wanted to do, something to have fun and, you know, be a little kid. And that's so I was just talking about the type of car I want. So everybody has a dream car that they want. Mine is a Benz.
And here we go with Benz right here on Turn Up Tuesdays by Zach Ultra, produced by The Wave.
I just want to hear better music.
On the gas, When I pull up in a Benz, better ask her how she doing. I just want a Benz. I just want a Benz. I just want a Benz. Big body in a two-door coupe. On them dirty sprites, Mary Jane flights, Benz motorbike, paint black as night, riding all night, haters wanna bite. I just hit a lick, pocket super thick, damn sure it's thick, Benz with the kit, CLR kill, paint drip spills, look at the motherfucking wheel. Woo! 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 The motherfucking wheel, they just gave me the chill. They just gave me the chill. Riding down the road slow, slow, with a shoulder so cold, cold. I just give them the chill. I just give them the chill. Woo! I just want a Benz. I just want a Benz. I just want a Benz. Big body in it, too, so cool. Benz. I just want a Benz. I just want a Benz. I just want a Benz. Big body in it, too.
We got our man Zach Ultra represent ATL in Augusta, Georgia. Mr. Ultra, sir, I just want a Benz. You know, made me want a Benz. I'm not even in the Benzes like that, you know, but that's all right there, man. That's pretty catchy. I like that a lot.
Appreciate it.
So,
yeah.
You know, what are some of your immediate goals? I know you got the projects, you're pushing the projects, and you said you're working on a few other things. You got any upcoming shows, anything like that coming up?
Yeah, I got a show tomorrow night at the Warehouse, the big show, ATL. Shout out to Hip Hop Jack for booking me for that in Atlanta. So make sure y'all pop up for that. You know, doors open at 10, something like that. Yes, it's still just steady booking more shows. So I'm always trying to perform. I love performing. So if you want to just stay up to date with what I got coming up, just go to ZachUltra.com and go to the calendar tab, and you'll see all my events, shows, and interviews and stuff like that. So that's pretty much it. Out right now, I got Ultra Waves, produced by The Wave, that project. You know, Benz is on there. That's available everywhere, Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, Tidal, Spotify, all that. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all go
Shazam.
Check that out.
Don't forget about Shazam. It's becoming
Shazam,
popular.
Shazam, all of that, man. Beat Music, don't everything, worldwide, multiple countries. So, you know.
The reason why I keep on getting artists to mention Shazam is I saw a commercial on TV. Jamie Foxx is going to be hosting a game called Shazam. I think that's what it's called. And basically, it sounds like the contestant has to try to name the song that they played before.
Yeah,
the game.
I've seen the commercial. Yeah, for that.
So you know that right there is going to get people, you know, on getting people to get on that app and things like that.
Right.
So don't forget to mention that Shazam, man. Don't forget to mention that.
Yeah. It is. All of it's on Shazam, you know. All my music, you know. Go make sure y'all go get that. If y'all can't find it, go to ZachUltra.com. The links are there.
So, you know, if you had an opportunity to – especially with you being right there in Atlanta, but I mean, Atlanta's not the only place of dope producers. If you had the opportunity to work with a well-known producer, who would your choice be?
I really want to work with Zaytoven. I'm a big fan of his beat. So, and I think I could do some real, you know, some good stuff on his tracks. And, you know, I see his musical talent, he's very talented musically, so I've always been a fiend of his 808 sounds and that sound he got. So, you know, that stuff that he did with Gucci and everybody, you know, I like all of that. So I would like to work with Zaytoven. I really would. I think we would make some real good music.
Have you ever tried to reach out to him?
I tried Tunity because I got a reply back on Twitter, but I never went back at it. That was like a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. But recently, I tried to reach out to him on IG. I didn't get a reply. You know, I'm going to keep trying, though. You know, hopefully, find him in person. I'm going to keep trying, though. Because me and my camp, we really want to try to make this happen.
Yeah, I had a couple opportunities to meet him twice when he came here to Jacksonville. They used to do this Rock the Mic contest, and he's a real humble guy. That's why I asked if you had tried to reach out to him. But if he responded to you that one time and you didn't follow up, you might have to put in a little extra work this time. So, but you understand, so you get it.
Yeah, yeah.
So have you had any encouraging words to give to up-and-coming artists or artists that's just starting out or artists that's even been in the game for a good little minute who feel like they know it all but really don't? What would it be?
Just be like, stay focused on your music. Stay you, most importantly. You know, don't try to fit the trend or don't try to, you know, be something you're not. Fit the persona per se. So just be you and your music, make it organic, man, and just push it and believe in it. And secondly, be on the business side too. Make sure your songs are registered, ASCAP or BMI, whoever you want to choose. Make sure when you release a song, you upload it through all the streaming fees and copyright it and get that bread. Your money, your music can make money for you. You don't have to be on the top 100 Billboard, you know what I'm saying? That's a goal to shoot for. But when you put your music out there, it generates revenue on YouTube, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, all of that, you know? Just be on your business. Your music can start making money for you soon as you release it. It just depends on your grind, you know? That's all I can say. Those are the two most important things I can say to encourage somebody.
Those are actually, especially that last part, you know, registering the music. And not just, you know, with BMI or ASCAP, you know, a lot of artists, they forget about Sound Exchange.
Yeah.
A lot of artists forget about also registering as the, you know, so that you're registering as a publisher, the publisher, so that you're also getting the publishing rights. There's two separate. There's you have the royalties as an artist, and then you have the royalties as a publisher. So there's quite a few angles, like you said, monetizing your media on YouTube is huge now.
Yeah.
You know, even creating your own podcast. I mean, I just got an email from the service here that I use, and now they're allowing us to be able to do the same thing with our podcast that YouTube allows you to do with your videos. So it's one
cool.
of those things where you just got to do your research and you got to be willing to put in the work and don't expect just because you have a manager or whatever the case may be you think you have, like ultimately it's the artist's responsibility.
Right.
So those are some good words. You want to give any shout-outs?
Oh, man, shout-out to my queen and my family. Shout-out to everybody that tuned in, that took the time to tune in and listen to me. Shout-out to you for giving me the opportunity. And, you know, shout-out to God for just blessing me to allow me to do what I do, you know. I'm still chasing the dream, so. If you're out there chasing a dream, don't stop chasing your dream. Don't let nobody get in your way either. So that's pretty much it, man. Shout out to my management, Rough Diamonds, and Better Music Bureau, Music Group, my producer, The Wave,
Willie Constantine, all my producers, 14 Goals, Jake Wonder, Tone Beats, Killer Hurts, Go, like everybody that's been backing me since day one, believing me and stuff. And I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep putting out good music too. We're going to wake them up.
Most definitely. And once again, let the people know where you're performing at tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, I will be at the Warehouse for the big show, ATL. Shout out to Rich Government and Hip Hop Jack for that opportunity. Doors open around 10. Make sure you be there. It's going to be a very ultra-lit event. Make sure you go to ZachUltra.com. Stay up to date with the music, everything I got popping. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's at ZachUltra, Z-A-C-K Ultra. Music everywhere. Add me to your library. Add me to your playlist. I'm going to fall in there somewhere, whatever, wherever, how you feeling, man. So just be on the lookout. I got more music coming later on this year, too.
That's what's up, man. You definitely have done more than 4 interviews.
Yeah, I got a few under my belt. Yeah.
That's what's up. You came prepared. I like that. Well, man, once again, I appreciate you for taking the time out to be a guest on Turn It Up Tuesday. I'll definitely keep abreast of everything you have going on. I don't mind sharing and all that good stuff. And you know, just trying to help the cause in my own little way. If I share it and one person becomes a fan, it was about trying, hey, you know, that's one person. One more person than you know. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I appreciate that a lot.
You're welcome. Just keep pushing. Keep your head up. You definitely seem like an artist who has a strong backbone. So I see you. I see you for sure. And congratulations on all your progress thus far.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Shout out to you for giving me this platform opportunity. So, you know, so much success to your radio show and everything you do. I'm going to stay tuned in, keep locked in, and do the same thing, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate you very much, man, and you have a great night.
All right, you too.
All right, peace out. Yeah. That was our man, ZachUltra. You make sure you follow him on Twitter and Instagram. ZACK Ultra. We're going to play it to his final track right here. I'm Lit, produced by Willie, representing ATL Georgia. Augusta, Georgia, right here on Turn Up Tuesday. Bow.
I just want to hear better music.
The Better Music Bureau, MG.
What time is it? So 20. Smoke is the AM. 20, 20, to the OG, cause I'm lit. Howard Angels, bumpin' big creeps. Sangin' Mary Jane, like my name, Rick Jane. Rick Jane. Shotty have my name, I said, bitch, Rick Jane. Rick Jane. Tennis or nuns, I give no fuck. No fuck. On that diesel, like big truck. Pocket full of green. Weed in the left, money in the right. Running with the team. Homies on the left, money on the right. Off king side joints, I get high. Can't tell me shit, but homie, you fly like my first name Luke. I walk on the sky, on the sky. No roof, no cushion sky. Woo. I so low, they look like coin slots. Ball like Pro Steve Curry, John shots. I'm still getting lit off bun shots. Everybody lit from the half to the half nine. Don't worry about me, I'm in my zone. Can't kill my vibe. To a hater, we don't give fuck. In the built with a zip, with a tilt. Break it down, roll it up. Bout to take a trip. In my set, pop bottles, we pour up. Got the whole team lit, we turn up. Call the bartender, shooter, cause we
taking shots. Got a sign on my set to say no stop. No stop. Bad chicks with no shovels and no Prada. I don't rock with the devil. Don't forget that the devil wear Prada. Homie said, "Daddy, pop another bottle." I said, homie, you ain't said nothing. I'm in my zone, ain't saying nothing. We so loud, can't hear nothing. Nothing. The haters on mute, I don't hear nothing. You can barely see niggas, I'm faded. I'm faded. Faded. Places with the sun, not traded. I traded. Not shine no motherfucker daily. Daily. Not see why motherfucker hate me. Come on, come on. Hold up. I'm too drunk in the bed.
Too drunk.
Club by the clothes. Ain't it by the bed?
By the bed.
But daddy crib, I still got a feel.
Woo.
Party don't stop. Stop. Still get lit.
Come on.
Tuesdays, I am your host, Maggie Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. Florida, real quick. Make sure you follow our man, Zach Ultra. That was our guest tonight, representing Atlanta, Georgia, Augusta, Georgia. Follow him on Instagram and Twitter, Zach, Z-A-C-K, Ultra, Zach Ultra. Check out his website, ZachUltra.com. Tomorrow night he will be performing at the Warehouse in Atlanta for the big show. So if you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area, go check out the Warehouse. The big show, doors open at 10 p.m. You know how that go though. So I'm not telling you that's when the show gonna start. You know, tweeting and all that, asking us, and we don't know. We're just thinking that the doors open at 10. But real quick, I want to talk about the playoffs. Shout out to the Cleveland Cavaliers. We got our Cleveland Six Grooms out. Sweet. 4-0. 4-0. We keep Pacers right up out of there. So we're just waiting on our next component, contender. Not even put the end in there. Contender. Because we don't have any contenders until we get to that real final. So everybody else is a contender. Contender. But anyway, we got the Wizards and the Hawks are tied at 2-2. Raptors are up 3-2 versus the Bucks. We got the Celtics versus the Bulls. They're tied at 2-2. That's on the East Coast. On the West Coast, we got Golden State Warriors and the Blazers. The Warriors swept the Blazers 4-0, which is kind of expected that right there. We got the Spurs and the Grizzlies. They're tied at 2-2. The Memphis Grizzlies, that's a young team, and they're definitely hanging in there with the vets. So I see you, Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee. Then we got the Rockets and the Thunder. Rockets over the Thunder 3-1. And then finally, the LA Clippers, which I'm surprised. LA Clippers and Utah Jazz made it to the playoffs, but they're tied at 2-2. And so we'll see how this all goes. LeBron and the Cavs. Had a couple games were looking kind of shady, so I hope they get they act right together before we get into some real ball playing, you know, real ball playing. If you're not doing so already, make sure you follow us on Instagram at Get Lifted Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Get Lifted _ Radio. Also like us on the book, facebook.com/GetLiftedRadio. You know, get to our next track. I'll play my man, Bug Malone. Shout out to Boogs. I appreciate you for all your promo and our advertising material on Twitter. Appreciate it. Check out his track on SoundCloud. Here We Go is titled the track. Here We Go again. Representing Orlando, Florida. Here We Go, Boogs. I'm trying to see you.
I gave up everything for you like it was an easy decision. It wasn't though, wasn't though. I've been chasing you for a minute. I don't even remember little we do for love, man. They say we do anything. I put you on that pedestal, about to drop on that red ring. I'ma see out of my mind or something. You was that fine or something. Kissing, we say we sorry, then act like it's fine or something. Tore up all our pictures and left the frame to remind me of it. But all it remind me of is how I'd rather be feeling nothing than to fool around with you again. That's out of budget. I done clean run out of fucks to get, so I guess it's fuck it. No more, here we go again. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, no more, here we go again. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, no more, here we go again. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, no more, here we go again. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. Trying to walk around and smile, look, it ain't killing me inside, but I'm frontin', no, I'm frontin' for. I did everything that I could to make sure that you always happy. You wasn't though. We let it go until it's too late, and now I can't say that I feel the same. I'm wishing I could take it back to before all the feeling changed. I'm going out of my mind or something. I was that blind or something. Thought that forever meant you don't run out of time. No, nothing will ever be the same with us again. And just thinking of it got me at the bottom of this bottle, completely blunted. And you don't have to see my face again like you say you want it. Can't fight your attitude, I'ma throw in the towel on it. And no more, here we go.
Wanted to. Champagne pouring, sipping, emotions flowing. Take a minute to sit back. Sit back. I got
champagne for it, slow drink, sip it. I got champagne for it, hoping I can spot it. I got champagne for it, money ain't no issue. I got champagne for it, me and you not different. I got champagne for it, slow drink, sip it. I got champagne for it, hoping I can slide in. I got champagne for it, money ain't no issue. I got champagne for it, me and you not different.
It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. We're live from Jacksonville. Florida. That was a man's international Rob B with Get You So Right. You can check him out on digital streaming platforms, International Rob B. Also follow him on Instagram and Twitter at IRB Music World. Real quick, before I forget about this, I thought this was a very interesting piece of news. We always hear about the news that are going on, but I came across a piece where it was saying that in honor of Beyonce's album Lemonade, she launched a program today. She launched a song program yesterday. The album release date. And so what I'm asking is that she's going to give away 4 scholarships in the school year 2017-2018, allowing students to pursue and focus their ambitions in the arts and students. So kind of encouraging the young people to, you know, follow their dreams. Young people tend not to follow their passion and their dreams because they don't come from a lot of money and things of that nature. So it kind of falls by the wayside. When you don't feel like you have resources or help, you kind of go a different route. And it's easier the route society wants you to go is something you don't want to do. So I commend her for stepping up to the plate. Being a part of what's going on with the youth. Her, Chance the Rapper, like, took his birthday and, like, I think it was some sort of collection of, like, 100K. He took his birthday and decided to raise money after giving $1 million to Chicago's school board system. So, shout out to everybody who is giving back. You don't have to be rich, just like Zach Aldridge just said. He does a charity every year for Christmas that he gives back to kids who may not be in the most fortunate situation. And as he stated, he doesn't know how this church knew that him and his mother struggled as a kid, but this church would bring him Christmas gifts every year. So he was giving back and now he gives up. So, once again, shout out to everybody giving back. Yeah. Not giving back to North Korea and Russia. Not that kind of giving back, but, you know, trying to get everybody to give back to them.
Real quick, before I let you go, if you know anybody that wants to be a guest on BBC Radio, have them visit BBCRadio.com. There's a form for you to fill out. Get some information that we need to know, and then we'll get back to you with the first available date. Dates are first come first serve. If you are more package artists, than the next. Obviously, you're on the TV, so even after if you have more package. So, with that being said, some of the submissions that I have been getting. Bio is not easy.
let people know who you are, what your goals are, where you come from, who inspires you. Like, I just gave you an outline right here in the slide. Please, 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 please
a hobby and you just want somebody to listen and you don't care who listens, as long as just somebody clicks on your email and, I don't know, listens. But 9 times out of 10, you're not getting listened to if you are not submitting your media in an industry fashion. So just keep that in mind. Again, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, getlifted_radio on Twitter, getliftedradio on Instagram. And we're going to close this thing out with Rhymes Theme, Island Flame, now available on iTunes, Tidal, Shazam, and many other digital streaming platforms. Here we go with Island Flame by Rhyme Scheme. Peace.
Can I take you on a ride?
Take you on a ride now. Take a time out, you will find out. This is just another party, we bring in the vibe. City lock was full time with Geo on and the ranch. Just jump in on the spaceship and we make it fly. Sky high, high. That we gonna have our time.
Can I take you on a ride? Take you on a ride, lift it up now. Everything turn up, free up now, live it up.
I fell in love the first time I heard that patwa. When I come through, they feeling me like a shot die. They can't step in the game with young scheme, cause I'm in the party bringing the fire. You know my team, di mami. Y mamita bailando a controla. Me dice que le gusta reggaeton y no soca. No soy soltera, so podemos solo ser amigos. Digo, keep on the launching and dance floor. Yo que te sigo, yeah. And my rude boys run the set, cause they came right back, cause they was holding the stack. Cause they be living like that, cause we be living for real. I'm out in France, who my say we chasing the meal. Cause we came from up north when we came to get down. The party so fire, I'm loving. And her style underground when we come with the sound up on the track. We break a much fire, so how real is that?
Moviendo el punani con su cara inocente. Y tú sabes que ganaste el dancehall ayer. Allí en el baile, bebé, cuando yo te miré por ahí en el reggae. Me gustó como mueve tu cuerpo así, baguiel. Yeah. Y mueve tu cadera y baila lo normal. Yo no vine a mirar, yo vine a acompañarte. Como tu rey, ya tú sabes, bebé, que después de esta noche vas a ser mi reina. Mira señorita, acércate. Mira señorita, rózame, descontrólate. Y chócame como el fin de semana debe de ser.
Let me let me take you on a ride.
Live it up now.
Everything turn up, free up now. Live it up.
What to do, what you got, what it do, is it real, I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired, individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah, we can all make it say yeah, spotlight in your city, yeah, magic love, get lifted, if you really ready, say yeah, if you really ready, say yeah, you know.